What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now, it's 5880-1057 The Fan, Benny Zanoings Mills, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Joining us now to talk about the Orioles in the final 6 weeks plus of the season, because they're not making the playoffs unless this miraculous turnaround takes place. From the Baltimore Sun, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome back to the show, Matt Weirich. Matt, good afternoon. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hanging in there. And before we get to all the problems that the Orioles have encountered in a very disappointing 2025, has to curse that. We know that he's on the IL, started in Baltimore, was eventually optioned back, a lost season for all intents and purposes for him. What's the status report on Heston right now as we look forward to the Dylan Beavers era, hopefully starting this week? What's going on with Heston right now?
Yeah, we don't know much. You know, Kerstad isn't playing right now, dealing with what the organization has called fatigue. They're waiting to give us an update on that. But as of right now, he's not playing baseball. And obviously, since he had been sent back down to AAA, hadn't been hitting, kind of carrying over those struggles from the major leagues to AAA, which is a level he had previously shown he had mastered to quite a high degree. So certainly was not an encouraging performance from him over the last couple of weeks leading up to this break now. And we're just kind of waiting and seeing what exactly it is with him and this fatigue.
Now with Dylan Beavers, we'll start with him, a guy who was, you know, highly regarded prospect. The Orioles drafted him, what competitive balance guy. But, man, the power's kind of come out of nowhere, and he's really leveled up as a national prospect. When he comes up, and we're guessing it soon, he will project where in the outfield and in Tony Manzolino's lineup.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd expect that once he is called up, which if they are waiting for the prospect promotion incentive program to kick in, that would be August 15th is when he'd be first eligible to be come up and still have his rookie eligibility intact for next year, so long as he doesn't exceed 130 at-bats the rest of the year. I'd imagine he plays pretty much every day. I mean, they do have to be careful about not hitting that 130 AB mark. But, you know, with the state of their outfield right now, there isn't exactly a whole lot of competition there for every day at-bats. So I would expect to see him pretty much on an everyday basis, maybe getting a few days off just to keep that number down at the end of the year. But, you know, this is going to be a chance for him to, you know, show that this success that he's had really coming alive here at AAA over the last month is for real.
Now, Sammy Basayo, we know his status, one of the top prospects, top five, top three in all of baseball. And the bat, you know, Matt's always played, trying to figure out, I guess, what his position's going to be once he gets here, and we hope stays for the rest of his major league career. So when he comes up, do we temper expectations? Is the hubbub going to be everything we thought it was going to be? Like when Adley came up back in May of 22, and Gunner a couple years back, Holiday last year, is it going to be that sort of fanfare on worse team than those guys were on. But still, is this going to be one of these, hey, this is going to be the highlight of the rest of the season when this dude makes it to Baltimore?
I mean, I certainly think it'll be worth the price of admission to go and see him. You know, he's such a young player, the youngest player at the AAA level, so obviously will be the youngest player in the major leagues when he's called up. So you do maybe have to temper expectations there for in terms of catching fire right away. But I think at least offensively, he has shown he is certainly ready for a test at the major league level. I mean, a consensus top catching prospect in baseball. I wouldn't say he's a household name like Adley Rutschman and Jackson Holliday were. So the fanfare, as you say, might not be as grand to start off. But if he lives up to his potential quickly, I could see a lot of attention elsewhere being diverted towards Baltimore and seeing what Basayo can do next year, as what I would expect him to be among the favorites for American League Rookie of the Year.
Now, Kobe Mayo, another ballyhooed prospect, starting to look more comfortable at this level. And we were talking on the show earlier, me and Nolan, about, you know, is he entrenched at first base? Is third base a thing of the past, even though he has this cannon arm? Could he corner outfield it up? I mean, Mancelino said to the media Friday, hey, look, he's going to get most of the starts at first base. Is that kind of where he is now? Or is there still a door open, perhaps, Matt, that he could, you know, bounce around depending on possible needs here of the team?
No, yeah, Mancelino kind of doubled down on that on Sunday, saying that while, you know, he tried the whole third base thing, it seems to be that first base is where they see him both short-term and long-term. So, you know, as long as Jordan Westberg is healthy, there's no need for him to play third base. But Westberg's obviously dealt with some injury things over the years, and it doesn't appear that Mayo is going to be part of that plan in terms of if Westberg goes down, moving him back over to third. You know, obviously his stature and everything like that, maybe profiles better for a first baseman anyway. And, you know, that's where kind of the opening is in playing time long term. You know, Ryan Mountcastle entering his final year of arbitration this offseason, potentially a non-tender candidate. Maybe Samuel Basayo gets some time at first base. Being a left-handed hitter, he'd be more of a natural partner at that spot with Mayo than Mountcastle, who also hits from the right side. So I do think that first base is where they kind of have him entrenched now. And I would be pretty shocked to see him move over a third base the rest of this year. And maybe this offseason, you know, really makes that full transition to be a full-time first baseman.
Matt Weyrich, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles here on this Monday. Bob Haney with you, 105.7 The Fan. Now, with a tale of two young pitchers Saturday, it was Brandon Young and then yesterday, Cade Povich. Unfortunately, the Orioles lost two games. But Brandon Young, you know, we've seen, Matt, you know, potential. And I know he did well on the farm, but so far at the major league level, you know, getting people out is kind of been an issue for him. So are they both going to get an opportunity to hit the post every fifth day? Or could they possibly, even in a lost season, maybe we'll start with Young, maybe pitch himself out of the equation with Bradish, Wells, et cetera, eventually coming up here?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the big thing is just how much time they have left to get those guys into the rotation. Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells, Albert Suarez is beginning a rehab assignment this week as well. So especially with Bradish and Wells, those are two guys that I fully expect to be in the rotation when they get back, as opposed to, you know, maybe Wells being put into a bullpen role. They're both being stretched out as starters right now and using their full 30-day rehab assignments that they're permitted to use. So, you know, maybe towards the end of this month, we start to see those guys getting put back into the rotation. You know, it's not a lot of time, you know, so September, only 1 month left of the year at that point. But, you know, at that point, depending on where Zach Eflin is and, you know, Albert Suarez, maybe we do see one or two of those guys get sent back down to AAA. But until then, I fully expect both of those guys, Young and Povich, to be in the rotation. And, you know, maybe it comes down to only keeping one of them in the rotation through the end of the season. I'd have to think that Cade Povich has a bit of a leg up there. But I think it's really going to come down to how these two guys pitch over the next month.
All right, closer situation. Well, it's a situation, and we've seen it since Bautista unfortunately had the shoulder problems. Depending on, you know, the game and the matchups, or are we going to see the revolving door? Is Manzo even in a position with the arms that he has, Matt, to go to a guy that he could rely on to finish things up? Because Aiken, you know, we've seen kind of struggle city here briefly.
Yeah, you know, Aiken hasn't been thrown into these high leverage ninth inning situations much throughout his career. So certainly, you know, he maybe is the top choice now, but it doesn't seem like they have a set closer, and it's going to come down to matchups. I think if they have a particularly tough righty coming up who crushes lefties. Maybe they go for a Yennier Cano, or even Rico Garcia is a name that Tony Mancino has thrown out there. So, you know, like you said, there's not a whole lot of options in the bullpen at this point with all the moves they made at the deadline and Felix Bautista going down. Really only a couple of solidified names there at the back end. So it's really an open competition, not just for the ninth inning, but for the eighth, the seventh, the sixth, and even the long relief role. So I think it's really going to be a day-to-day thing, and whoever the ninth inning falls, you know, that's who ending up taking the ball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Matt, last thing for you is as players are auditioning and trying to prove that they belong. Jeremiah Jackson getting a lot of playing time. There's positional versatility, mainly in right field. Still only 25 years old, drafted way back when, out of high school by the Angels. Is this a guy that the Orioles could still view as maybe a piece? Because right-handed bats are always something they could use. Or is he a guy just kind of filling a spot until whatever happens this offseason takes place?
I mean, I think the fact that they were putting him in the outfield despite being an infielder shows that they were really wanting to see what his bat could do. And I think he's done well to make pretty good contact so far. I mean, it's such a small sample, so hard to draw any real conclusions from his performance thus far. But at the same time, you know, like you said, it's kind of an open competition season for this team. I think there's anybody on this roster could really prove down the stretch that they belong on the 2026 team and, earn that place. So, you know, Jeremiah Jackson, a guy who is finally getting the chance at the major league level to show what he can do. You know, I certainly think, like you said, the need for right-handed bats is real. And, maybe Jackson could be the super utility guy with Ramon Arias traded and Jorge Mateo carrying an option for this year. So, it's certainly, you know, what I feel like is a case where, you know, he could earn his way onto the team.
Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun. Matt, as always, appreciate the team. Enjoy your off day, and we'll see you down at Camden Yards. The Red Hot Mariners coming to town. Apparently, they're doing some really good things out there all of a sudden, aren't they, Seattle?
Oh, yeah. They got swept by the Orioles early this year, so we'll see if there's maybe a change in tides.
Yeah, I think a little revenge might be on the minds here as they're creeping closer to Houston there. Matt, appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Here's Matt Wyrick. We'll come back. American League East report what happened in the division over the weekend. Well, Seattle handled their business against one of the Orioles' AL East team buddies. And then we're going to get into NFL talk as Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com has a little NFL lunch with us here on this Monday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.